This is a recording of Your Camden, June 2007. The recording is being made by the transcription service of the DRT from a document provided by Camden Council. The recording is divided into 7 tracks or sections with audible gaps between. Track 1 includes this introduction, the front cover, and the contents page. Front cover. Your Camden, June 2007. Your free monthly magazine from Camden Council. camden.gov.uk. Breath of fresh air, smoke-free from the 1st of July. Match Point, affordable tennis coaching. Inside, your news from around the borough on page 4. Camden Consults, future schools on page 11. Stop Falls, National Falls Awareness Day, page 13. Young Camden, win a digital camera, page 15. What's on out and about in Camden, page 22. Page 2, contents. On track 2, we have your news around the borough and stubbing out the habit, smoke-free from the 1st of July. Track 3 includes, on page 11, Camden Consults, future schools. On page 12, your views going smoke-free. And on page 13, stay active, stop falls, how to avoid falls. On track 4, on page 14, you have home security, anti-burglar tips. 15, young Camden and win a digital camera. On track 5, on page 16, your councillors, contact details. On track 6, starting on page 19, play service, opportunities for kids. And on page 21, Sport Camden, city tennis clubs. And then finally on track 7, on starting on page 22, what's on, out and about in Camden. Published by the communications team London Borough of Camden. Write free of charge to Free Post Your Camden, telephone 020 7974 6021. Costs 18p per copy for design, print and distribution. Distributed from the 4th of June 2007. Next issue out from the 20th of July 2007. Cover, Shutterstock. Email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk or camden.gov.uk/yourcamden. Design, production and print by Limehouse. Your Camden is free to all Camden residents and aims to provide you with information about your council services. If you're not receiving a copy through your door, email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk. You can receive a copy of Your Camden in large print or on audio tape by phoning 020 7974 6021. Printed on paper manufactured from virgin pulp produced from sustainable managed forests. End of track 1. Track 2. Page 4. Latest news. Free graffiti removal. You can now get graffiti removed for free from your property. Until recently, we removed graffiti from council-owned street furniture, lampposts, signs, benches, bollards, etc., but charged to remove it from private property. Now, our grime fighters will get rid of graffiti from your property free of charge. However, a few terms and conditions apply. The graffiti has to be accessible from the street at ground level. The graffiti has to be visible from the street or public open spaces. The owner or the leaseholder of the property must complete and sign an indemnity form. You can call 020 7974 6914 for further information or visit camden.gov.uk/cleanstreets. Discover Camden by bike. Take part in a free summer fun bike ride to celebrate Camden's many fascinating faces on Sunday the 24th of June. Along the way, you'll pass lots of interesting sights, including St Pancras Station, Lincoln's Inn Fields, Covent Garden, Hampstead Cemetery and Kenwood House. This ride, which starts at 10:30 a.m. at the Town Hall, is the finale of National Bike Week. You can take part and get further information by phoning Jean Dollymore on 020 7485 5896 or email her at jean@dollymore.net. New homes for older residents. The first residents of a new housing scheme for frail older people are settling into their homes this month. The flats in Maura Burnett House, Swiss Cottage, are part of our first extra care housing scheme. They're designed to give frail residents much more independence and privacy than they would get in traditional care homes. Maura Burnett House offers 24-hour all-year-round support to the residents who live in its 35 one- and two-bedroom flats. Each flat has an open-plan kitchen and lounge, with separate bathroom and bedrooms and access to a garden. There are also social activities on site and a guest room for friends and family to stay over. The new flats were built by St Pancras Housing Association. Around 140 of these new extra care homes are planned through our long-term care and support strategy. You can find out more about extra care homes by calling 020 7974 6666 or go to camden.gov.uk. Deafblind awareness. Did you know that 95% of what we learn comes through our eyes and ears? More than 23,000 people in the UK are both deaf and blind. Sense is the national charity that supports and campaigns for children and adults who are deafblind. Sense celebrates their 50th anniversary this year, and the Mayor of Camden, Councillor Dawn Somper, has chosen Sense as her charity for the mayoral year. You can find out more at camden.gov.uk/mayor or sense.org.uk. Page 5. Latest news. Decent homes for all. People living in substandard council houses could see an end to the cash crisis that has been preventing us from renovating their homes. We have produced a draft plan to cover the £242 million shortfall we face in paying for repairs and maintenance to our council homes. This was submitted to central government at the end of May. We will be spending the next 7 months talking to tenants to get their views on how we could overcome this shortfall. In December, we will submit a final plan based on these discussions. It would mean we can do things like improve the inadequate heating systems in 11,000 of our homes, change rotten and worn-out windows in 8,700 homes, and renew old wiring in 14,000 homes. There has been a shortage of funding to renovate homes since 2004, when tenants voted against moving away from Camden as their landlord. The government then withdrew the offer of £283 million to help get homes to a decent standard. The new three-pronged proposal will be discussed with tenants over the next 6 months before final plans are put together. It includes refocusing the existing refurbishment programme to concentrate on basics like rewiring, lifts, heating and kitchens to ensure the benefits are spread more widely. Working with tenants on key estates to find ways to tackle complex repairs, structural problems and to secure the necessary funding. Raising cash by selling off a small proportion of empty homes and commercial properties, with an initial pilot to raise £11 million from the sale of about 50 properties. You can find out more by phoning your district housing office, Camden 020 7974 4422, Holborn 020 7974 3566, Kentish Town 020 7974 6813, Hampstead 020 7974 6548, Gospel Oak 020 7974 6774, or visit camden.gov.uk/housing. Getting On in Camden. The third edition of Getting On in Camden, our free information guide about activities and opportunities for older people, is out now. From leisure and arts to keeping independent at home, this easy-to-use guide provides a wide picture of what's out there for you. You can pick up a copy from your local library or by calling 020 7974 3247. Parks Fun. Six of Camden's squares and gardens will play host to all manner of entertainment on the 9th and 10th of June, including Punch and Judy, a concert band and guided history tours. St Martin's Gardens, Saturday the 9th of June, 10 till 5, Queen's Square, Saturday the 9th, 10 till 12, Russell Square, Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m, St George's Gardens, Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, Bloomsbury Square, Sunday the 10th of June, 1 till 4, Branch Hill Allotments, Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th, 2 till 5 p.m. That's not all. Over 160 gardens and squares across London will be taking part in Open Garden Squares Weekend, organised by the London Parks and Gardens Trust. You can find out more about activities in our parks by calling 020-7974-8280 or go to camden.gov.uk/parks. For more information about events at other London parks, call 020-8347-3230 or go to opensquares-loirevalleywines.org. Page 6. Community News. Volunteers make a visible difference. Over 2 million people in the UK have sight problems, and every day another 100 people will start to lose their sight. By volunteering, you can help start to rebuild lives devastated by sight loss. The Royal National Institute of Blind People, RNIB, is based in Camden and is the UK's leading charity offering information, support and advice to people with sight problems. Volunteering for RNIB doesn't have to take up too much of your time. An hour a week, half a day a month, or even a one-off event makes a difference. They need people to be local ambassadors in and around Camden, collecting cash from charity boxes, taking part in collections at train stations, or helping at events. You can find out more by calling Martin Harris, RNIB Community Fundraising Manager, on 020-7391-2066, emailing martin.harris@rnib.org.uk or go to rnib.org.uk/volunteer. Summer Gardens Competition. Green-fingered residents can enter the Hampstead Horticultural Society Summer Gardens and Window Box Competition this month. There are 16 different categories, ranging from large gardens to hanging baskets and balcony displays. The deadline for entries is Wednesday the 13th of June, with judging taking place the following week. You can find out more about entering the competition by phoning 020-8452-2552. Do you have any community news? Email us, yourcamden@camden.gov.uk. Dog controls. We received a massive response to the public consultation on dog controls, which took place from February to April this year. You sent a strong message that you did not want a blanket rule for dogs to be kept on leads in parks. Revised options were developed and approved by the council in May. These are: failing to clean up your dog's mess, not putting or keeping an out-of-control dog on a lead when asked to do so by an authorised officer. This could be on a street, on a housing estate or in a park. Letting a dog go onto an area of excluded land. These could include children's play areas, sport areas, multi-use games areas on housing estates, nature conservation areas, catering areas, flower and planted beds, and some parts of some parks that already have no dogs areas. Fixed penalty notices are available to help enforce these dog orders. You can find out more by calling 020-7974-6914 or visit camden.gov.uk/cleanstreets. Page 8 is a Somali translation and a Bengali translation of the feature which follows on page 9. Page 9. Stubbing out the habit. From the 1st of July, Camden goes smoke-free, so there's never been a better time to give up. We talked to Kavita Birrell, a successful quitter, to find out more. New Year's Eve 2006 is a date that Kavita Birrell will never forget. It's the day after she had her last cigarette. Taking her nicotine patch off to savour another drag, she recalls how the cigarette tasted horrible and made her feel sick and dizzy. She hasn't had another one since. Kavita, 29, started smoking when she was 17. She stopped when she joined a smoking cessation clinic last November. After 12 years on 16 to 18 cigarettes a day, costing about £150 a month, a smoking cessation clinic helped her to stub out the habit. Like most people, Kavita started smoking casually, but it soon took hold. She said, "I used to have the odd cigarette, but I started buying my own and it turned into a habit." Then the clinic helped her to quit. The project is helping people and businesses to become smoke-free by the government's deadline of the 1st of July. Smoke-free advisor Kate Parry saw Kavita at the clinic for 15 minutes once a week for 5 weeks. She advised her to think about ways to take her mind off smoking and gave her nicotine patches to wear. Kavita said, "I used to smoke when I was bored, then when I was getting ready to go out." Wearing nicotine patches proved a turning point for Kavita, but she says the most helpful tip is to steer clear of smoky places and smoking people. She says, "I can't bear to be around smokers now. When you smoke, you don't notice it, but if they stand next to me, I can really smell the smoke, and it's awful." Her advice to other would-be quitters is to enroll on a course. Go-it-alone smokers' success rate is 2%, but with specialist support, that rises to 60%. Kavita added, "You have to want to give up. You think it will be really difficult, but it isn't. It's really good that there is help at hand. I think I would still be smoking if it wasn't for that." If you work or live in Camden, you can get free expert support therapy from Camden Stop Smoking. You can call 0800 10 70 401 or visit camden.gov.uk/smokefree for more information or an appointment with an advisor. Smoke-free fines. There are three fines that come with the smoke-free legislation. Smoking in a smoke-free place, not displaying the legally required signage, allowing individuals to smoke in a smoke-free place. Help is at hand for businesses to sort out any issues or problems and advise on the required signage which needs to be displayed. Any business wanting advice can speak to one of our advisers by calling 020 7974 6767. End of track 2. Track 3, page 11. Camden Consults. Wellbeing in later life. Have your say on improving the help available to older people, like keeping residents mentally active and enjoying a good quality of life. It is estimated that 1,400 older people with dementia and over 3,000 people with depression or anxiety live in Camden. We want your comments on the new mental health care strategy for older people. The Camden Primary Care Trust, PCT, and the Voluntary and Community Sector Plan include services to help older people get support earlier, remain at home near their friends and family, and support people with more complex needs. Rebecca Harrington from the PCT said, "It is increasingly important that we get the best results from the resources we invest in these much-needed services, and to help people to cope with these difficulties as independently as possible. This consultation will give us valuable feedback on how to improve our services." Copies of the consultation document are available from camden.gov.uk or from libraries and offices. Send us your comments before the 30th of July by contacting Susan Barks on 020 7974 6011. Suzanne.Barks, and that's B-A-R-C-Z, at camden.gov.uk or at London Borough of Camden, 79 Camden Road, London NW1 9ES. Our schools, your future. Everyone is welcome to have their say on our £200 million plans to transform learning in the borough at public meetings across Camden this month. Building Schools for the Future, BSF, gives Camden a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to transform learning for secondary-aged students. Funding will modernise all secondary mainstream and special schools and expand school places. We need to decide what kind of learning experience we want to give our young people, from 21st century school buildings to the latest IT facilities. You can find out more at one of our public meetings, Tuesday the 5th of June at Haverstock School, Haverstock Hill, Monday the 11th of June at Hampstead Synagogue Community Hall, Dennington Park Road. Meetings also took place at Conway Hall, Red Lion Square, at the end of May. You can find out more about BSF by phoning 020 7974 4598 or visit camden.gov.uk/BSF. Page 12. Your view. What do you think? Write to Free Post, Your Camden, or email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk and let us know. We asked Camden residents what they thought about all places, including pubs and clubs, going smoke-free from the 1st of July, and about the litter problem this may cause. Firstly, we hear from Helen, a non-smoker. I don't think it's fair for smokers to be banished to the streets because it's a personal choice. I would have preferred that there was a designated area for smokers, even though I'm not a smoker myself. I rather miss the atmosphere. I've been in America recently and it feels really sterile. In addition to more litter bins, I would like to see more facilities for people to put their cigarettes out if they are forced to go out on the street. Sharon, non-smoker. It doesn't faze me because I'm not a smoker. I think they should provide facilities, like maybe covered areas where people can smoke in the company of others, as it is a social thing. If there was a designated area for smokers, then cigarette butts would be contained in that area. There wouldn't be a litter issue. Reem, who's a smoker. I think it's good because I tend to smoke socially, so I think if I'm not able to do it, it will help me to quit. At first I wasn't really pleased, but now I am because I'm trying to stop. People being forced out onto the pavements will cause more litter. It's not good. Bill, a smoker. I think it's great. I've been to Dublin and the pubs down there have been quite imaginative in setting up outside areas. It would be nice to have designated smoking areas outside because you're going to feel conscious about it and there's nothing worse than seeing people hanging around outside an office smoking. I think the owners of the building should be responsible for having an area outside that is equipped with ashtrays. You can find out more about going smoke-free by phoning 0800 10 70 401 or by visiting smokefreecamden.nhs.uk. A to Z Essentials. Getting on in Camden, an information guide about services and activities for older people, has just been launched. Here are a few highlights. You can get a copy of the guide by phoning 020 7974 4323 or visit camden.gov.uk/older people. Accessible transport services. Get information on various schemes if you have difficulty using transport systems. Phone 020 7974 5919 or visit camden.gov.uk/ATS. Age Concern Camden Shopping Service uses the online shopping facilities that many large supermarkets have to enable you to benefit from the convenience of having shopping delivered to your door. Phone 020 7837 3777. Camden Wellness Card. Get details on membership categories and discounts on sports activities. Phone 020 7831 1804. Camden's Home Library Service. Unable to visit a library or carry books home? Join the Home Library Service. Phone 020 7281 2546. CareLine. The Community Alarm Service provides advice and help in an emergency. Phone 020 7944 1490. Home Safety Project. Falls Prevention Advice. Phone 020 7974 5619. Scootability Service. Short-term loans of personal mobility vehicles. Phone 020 7974 2039. Older People's Outreach Service. Helps you remain independent at home and improve the quality of your life. Phone 020 7974 4754. You can phone 020 7278 4444 for information on Camden services. In an emergency, you can call after 5 p.m. or visit camden.gov.uk. Page 13. Feature. Keep falls at bay. Look after yourself and support National Falls Awareness Day this month by getting out and about. National Falls Awareness Day is on 26th of June, and we will be running several events to highlight why people fall and ways to stay active. One event, A Walk a Day Keeps a Fall at Bay, will be at the Camden Centre. It will include talks as well as indoor activities and information about keeping fit and active and avoiding a fall. This is part of our work with the Camden Primary Care Trust around falls prevention, which includes falls prevention classes. These classes aim to keep older people active and help them identify things that might make them fall. Our falls educator, Sam Wall, says, "A fall can be very upsetting, so it's important to show people the steps they can take themselves to help prevent further falls." Two people who have benefited from falls prevention classes are Maria Meredith Owens and Gladys Terry. Maria tripped and fell 2 years ago. She ended up with cuts and grazes. Her second fall last year wasn't quite so bad, but she fell on a slope and had trouble getting up. This left her feeling badly shaken and affected her confidence. She said, "After my second fall, I went to classes. I gained so much confidence and could walk better afterwards." Maria went on to do further falls classes and can't praise them highly enough. She added, "I made new friends whom I now socialise with. The back pain I used to have has got much better and I'm full of confidence." Gladys fell and broke her collarbone and pelvis. She spent 3 weeks in hospital and 8 months recuperating with family. Gladys said, "I felt absolutely miserable. I didn't want to do anything. I wasn't eating and I lost a lot of weight." After moving home, Gladys started going to falls classes. She added, "I do find the exercises tiring, but now I can go shopping once a fortnight with my care worker. I feel so much better now. I can do things for myself again." You can find out more by calling 020 7974 1542, email mark.malone@camden.gov.uk, or go to camden.gov.uk/ccm/navigation/social-care-and-health. End of track 3. Track 4. Page 14. Working together. Keep burglars out this summer. Metropolitan Police. Always lock your windows and doors, even if you're only popping out. It only takes 2 minutes for a thief to break into your home and steal something. Most burglars are opportunists who will take advantage of open windows or unlocked doors. But there's a lot you can do to protect your home. Shut and lock all windows and doors, even if you're only popping out for a few minutes. Never hide keys outside your home or leave them where people could find them. Always close communal doors. When you buy new electrical equipment, recycle any packaging as soon as possible. Never let anyone in if you do not know them. Crime Prevention Officer, PC Dave King of Camden Police, said, "Don't forget that if you can see your television or laptop from outside your home, then so can burglars. Stop them window shopping by keeping valuables out of sight. Closing windows and fitting equipment to protect your home. You can ask the crime prevention officer from your local police station to give your home a free security check. If you're over 60 or disabled and need door and window locks, a door viewer or spy hole, these can be fitted for free. Homes with good security are less likely to be burgled. Keep your home protected. Some tips include making sure your front door meets the standards recommended by the police, such as a deadlocking latch lock, hinge bolts, and a letterbox hood. Fitting window locks. Getting a visible burglar alarm. Fitting security lighting. A neighbourhood watch is also a good deterrent," explains PC King. "Neighbourhood watch members look out for each other and will report anything suspicious to the police. Crime Prevention Officers, Albany Street, 020-8733-6291, Hampstead, 020-8733-6605, Holborn, 020-8733-6543, Kentish Town, 020-8733-6070, West Hampstead, 020-8733-6809. You can find out more about home security checks by calling your crime prevention officer. If you're over 60 or disabled, you can find out more about free security equipment by calling 0845 351 0642. For general burglary prevention tips, go to camdensafe.org, in brackets Property Safe section. You can also contact our Neighbourhood Watch manager by calling 020 8733 6406. Young Camden, page 15. Have something to say? Tell us what you want to read about. Email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk or freepost yourcamden. Get creative with SeaWorld. Do you enjoy writing or taking photos? Do you have something to say? Write to us and get your voice heard. SeaWorld.co.uk is a youth media project developed by and for young people in Camden. The site is a way for young people to express their views on anything, especially community safety. The website was launched last year by young people from St Pancras Way Estate. To help make it even better, the SeaWorld team is looking for journalists, photographers and new team members aged 13 to 19 from across Camden. Working as part of the SeaWorld team, young people will be able to write their own film and music reviews and add photos they've taken at Camden events. SeaWorld journalist Anira said, "I decided to get involved because it's a pretty good opportunity to voice your own opinions. It's not boring and restrictive, so you can write articles on things that matter to you." Young people can also get involved by giving their views on issues such as knife crime and what it's like in their area. This summer, the SeaWorld team would like to find out young people's views on drugs and alcohol. Everyone who sends in their comments will be entered into a competition to win a digital camera and a SeaWorld goodie bag. You can find out more at c-world.co.uk or email info@c-world.co.uk. Win a digital camera. Summer is here and there is loads to do around Camden. But what do you like doing in Camden? Where do you hang out? Tell us and you could be in with a chance of winning a Sony CyberShot camera. Take a picture of your favourite Camden place and tell us why it makes Camden a great place. Is it Camden Market or Waterloo Park? The Roundhouse or Covent Garden? You decide. All entries will be displayed on the Camden website and the SeaWorld website as part of our celebration of summer in Camden. Send your entry to yourcamden@camden.gov.uk or to the free post address above. Closing date 9th of July 2007. End of Track 4. Track 5. Page 16. Counsellor's Surgery Details. Belsize. Chris Basson, Liberal Democrat, 020-7974-6391. Arthur Graves, Liberal Democrat, 020-7794-8926. Alexis Rowell, Liberal Democrat, 020-7586-7043. Bloomsbury. Penny Abraham, Labour, 020-7284-9853. Falzul Chowdhury, Labour, 020-7255-2763. Rebecca Hossack, Conservative, 020-7580-2061. Camden Town with Primrose Hill. Libby Campbell, Liberal Democrat, 07917-093941. Chris Naylor, Liberal Democrat, 020-7974-5730. Pat Callaghan, Labour, 020-7722-1699, 07854-817-314. Cantelos, Paul Braithwaite, Liberal Democrat, 020-7916-2896. Fred Carver, Liberal Democrat 02079741986. Ben Rawlings, Liberal Democrat 02074851769. Fortune Green, Flick Rear, Liberal Democrat 02074316753. Jane Shopflin, Liberal Democrat 02072722775. Russell Eagling, Liberal Democrat 02074356231. Frognall and Fitzjohns, Martin Davies, Conservative 02074354506. Dawn Somper, Conservative 02077943420. Andrew Meneer, Conservative 07917839068. Gospel Oak, Lulu Mitchell, Conservative 02074850723. Chris Phillip, Conservative 02079746391. Keith Sedgwick, Conservative 02074289936. Hampstead Town, Chris Knight, Conservative 02074359251. Kirsty Roberts, Conservative 07909687150. Mike Green, Conservative 02079743033. Haverstock, Syed Hock, Labour 07758353639. Jill Fraser, Liberal Democrat 02072678075. Roy Shaw, Labour, and there is no telephone number for him. Highgate, Paul Barton, Conservative 02074826047, no surgeries. Maya D'Souza, Green Party 02079741986. Adrian Oliver, Green 02079741986. Holborn and Covent Garden, Julian Fulbrook, Labour 02074052753. Sue Vincent, Labour 02074369776. Brian Woodrow, Labour 02072423052. Kentish Town, Farouk Ansari, Liberal Democrat 02074827326. Philip Thompson, Liberal Democrat 02074249764. Ralph Scott, Liberal Democrat 07951572065. Kilburn, David Abrahams, Liberal Democrat 02076245535. Janet Grauberg, Liberal Democrat 02076254086. James King, Liberal Democrat 02088308594. King's Cross, Abdul High, Labour 07939727935. Githika Jayatilaka, Labour 02079746391. Jonathan Simpson, Labour 07968537320. Regent's Park, Nassim Ali, Labour 02079743111. Theo Blackwell, Labour 02079745827. Heather Johnson, Labour 02079743111. St Pancras and Somerstown, Roger Robinson, Labour 02083409604, Nurul Islam, Labour 02074851658, Anna Stewart, Labour 02079741986, Swiss Cottage, Roger Freeman, Conservative 02083487626, Andrew Marshall, Conservative 02079741979, Don Williams, Conservative 02073728, West Hampstead, Duncan Greenland, Liberal Democrat 02079741986, Keith Moffat, Liberal Democrat 02079745707, John Bryant, Liberal Democrat 02073729795. End of track 5. Track 6, page 19. Your Camden feature. A great place to play. Children of all ages are benefiting from our affordable childcare services. If you're a parent in Camden, you'll understand how important it is to have a fun, friendly and safe environment where your children can play, learn and develop. That's exactly what our play service offers, a great place for all children aged between 4 to 13 years. Faye Gale is a local working mum who sings the praises of the service. She said, "If the provisions were not in place, I wouldn't be able to go to work. I know that they're safe and are looked after. The staff really make my children very happy, which is what school and growing up should be about." The play service directly benefits over 2,000 local children, with activities from breakfast clubs to after-school clubs and from holiday play schemes to community-based programmes. Activities include arts and crafts, games and sports, drama and music, reading and storytelling, quiet and imaginative play and help with schoolwork. Some places are reserved for referrals from social or health services, including disabled children. As well as projects based in local communities and schools, the play service runs free specialist services for vulnerable children, young people and their families for a variety of needs. There are lots of exciting play scheme events coming up throughout the summer. Children will be finding patterns as part of the Kentish Town High Street Banners project in June, and any aspiring Indiana Jones can get involved with the Camden Young Archaeologists project. If you have a child aged from 8 to 13 years, our transition service offers young people the support to move between play and youth provision. One example of their work is a cookbook produced by young and older people from Kentish Town. You can find out more about the play service by calling 020 7974 1519. Go to camden.gov.uk/play or email us at play.service@camden.gov.uk. Housing news. Paid just 3 years ago, Levita House was an unloved, run-down block of 66 flats. A multi-million pound refurbishment has breathed new life into the block and created much-needed family-sized homes. Home sweet home. Damp, a leaky roof and broken windows are three things that no one wants in a home. And now, thanks to a multi-million pound refurbishment, it is something the residents of Levita House no longer have to worry about. The Meir family lived in Levita House in 2004, at a time when the building had fallen into disrepair. Mr. Meir's daughter, Helena Begum, 22, said, "Our old home was cramped and cold, really awful. The windows needed replacing and the walls were all damaged." Grade 2 listed Levita House, which is next to the British Library, has had £6 million spent on it to make 44 family-sized homes, which are in short supply across Camden. Helena said, "There are five of us in all, including my two grown-up brothers, and the new home is going to be brilliant. Most importantly, it will make a big difference to my father, with a bedroom and bathroom on the ground floor. His health means he used to find it a real struggle to make it up and down the stairs." Levita House was originally built in the 1920s as part of slum clearances. When it was finished, the estate included many innovative features for the time, such as central heating and combining private and working-class housing. The newly improved Levita House will also feature new double-glazed windows, something rarely approved for listed buildings. All of the homes will also have new kitchens, bathrooms and a new environmentally friendly heating system, while two new lifts and extra security measures will make the whole estate safer for residents. "We are currently looking at options to bring other council-owned housing in the borough up to scratch. Many homes require works such as rewiring, new lifts, heating and kitchens to bring them to an acceptable standard. Other homes face more complex structural problems which require a different solution." See page 5 for details on our plans to give all council tenants a decent home. You can find out more about our plans for our housing at camden.gov.uk/housing or call 020 7974 3101. Sport Camden, page 21. Anyone for tennis? This summer, a brand new tennis club will be serving up professional coaching at low prices, and anyone in Camden can sign up. Wimbledon means strawberries and cream to some, and a fortnight glued to the television for others. Around 10 million people will watch the championships each day between the 25th of June and the 8th of July, but only a third of that number actually play tennis in the UK each year. If you want to start playing, now you can, with City Tennis Clubs. The Lawn Tennis Association has funded 35 clubs across the country, and the scheme is backed by former Wimbledon champion John McEnroe and footballer Ian Wright. Matt Welsh is coaching the courses at Camden Town Sports Pitch in Camden Street. He said, "We want residents to give tennis a try. For those who don't fancy the gym, it's quite easy to learn the basics and get some exercise while you're having fun." There are a maximum of 8 places on each 6-week-long course, guaranteeing lots of expert individual attention. Keen players can then take part in competitions against other members of the club. Taking up a sport like tennis can do wonders for your fitness levels and general well-being. Matt said, "Tennis makes you fit in lots of ways, strengthening your muscles and improving your speed, and because it's weight-bearing, it's really good for your bones." Tennis is also an Olympic sport, and Matt hopes the new scheme might identify champions of the future. He said, "It's only 5 years until the 2012 Olympics, which is massively inspiring. Wouldn't it be great if we spotted a young star on one of Camden's courts who went on to win a gold medal in the future?" Courses run throughout the summer at Camden Town Sports Pitch and cost £39 for adults or £27 with a standard wellness card, in brackets, and £18 concession. 6 week courses for children from 4 to 7 years upwards cost £27 or £18 with a standard wellness card. If you exercise regularly, find out more about the savings you can get with a wellness card. Visit camden.gov.uk/wellnesscards. You can register by calling 020 7387 9837 or pick up a form at any Camden Library, Tallacre Community Sports Centre or the Camden Town Sports Pitch, or go to camden.gov.uk/sport for more information. Public tennis courts in Camden. You can book courts at 11 sites in the borough. Mallinson Sports Centre, N6, Waterlow Park, N6, Camden Town Sports Pitch, NW1, Regent's Park Tennis Centre, NW1, St James Gardens, NW1, Ackland Burley School, NW5, Cantelow's Gardens, NW5, Parliament Hill Fields, NW5, Parliament Hill School, NW5, Kilburn Grange Park, NW6, Lincoln's Inn Fields, WC2. You will find booking details on camden.gov.uk/sport or call 020 7974 4395. End of track 6. Track 7. What's On section, page 22. Exhibitions. A Passion for Building, the Amateur Architect in 18th Century England, until the 1st of September, free. Sir John Soane's Museum, 13 Lincoln's Inn Fields, WC2. 7405-2107. British Library Dates, The Bedford Hours, Its Owners and Illuminators. A chance to see one of the greatest treasures of 15th century France, until the 2nd of July. Sacred, an exhibition showing some of the world's most important and beautiful religious texts from the Jewish, Christian and Muslim faiths, until September. British Library, 96 Euston Road, NW1. 7412-7332. Hampstead Centenaries. Explore the world of Edwardian Hampstead in this new exhibition looking at what happened in 1907. From the 10th of June to the 16th of September. Borough House, New End Square, Hampstead, NW3. 7431-0144. Music. Jazz Cafe, 5 Parkway, Camden. First-class jazz and a great atmosphere. 7916-6060. Monday nights at the Flask, kick back and relax to soothing jazz tunes. The Flask, 77 Highgate West Hill, N6, 8348-7346. Theatre. Menopause the Musical. Written and produced by Jeannie Linders, the show is a hilarious and touching tribute to the rite of passage, which is the change of life. Until August, Shaw Theatre, 100 to 110 Euston Road, NW1. 0870 033 2600. Open Air Theatre, the 75th anniversary season, sees Edward Kemp direct Macbeth, while Janet Bird directs A Midsummer Night's Dream from the 8th of June, Regent's Park, Box Office 08700 601 811, openairtheatre.org. Dance. Ballet Saturday classes, Swiss Cottage Dance School, Swiss Cottage Community Centre, 19 Winchester Road, NW3, 7237 3574. Belly dancing Egyptian style, Monday 7 to 8:30 p.m. The Recreation Club, Fleet Road, NW3. Call Hazel on 07930 969 305. Biodanza, Wednesdays 7:15 to 9 p.m. Dance Studio, Fitness First, Coram Street, WC1 1HB, 07889 531 667. Biodanzacentral.com. Contemporary African Dance Classes, 07944 815 654. Egyptian Belly Dance Class, Monday 7 to 8:30 p.m. The Recreation Club, Fleet Road, NW3, 07930 969 305. Expressions for Adults and Children, Ballet, Ballroom, Belly Dance, Latin, Jazz, Street or Tap. Expression Studios, Linton House, 9851 Highgate Road, NW5, 7813 1580. Iberian Folk Dancers, Swiss Cottage Community Centre on Saturdays 1 to 3 p.m, 8769 3619. Odyssey, Indian Classical Dance, Saturday 12:30 to 1:30 p.m, Expression Studios, 39 to 51 Highgate Road, NW5, 8965 7277. Tango Federico, Friday 7:30 to 9 p.m. Lesson 9 to 10 p.m. Milonga, £7. Ordang Academy, 20 to 22 Shelton Street, Covent Garden, WC2, 8291 4977. Tea dances, old time music, Thursday 1 to 4 p.m. Camden Centre, Bidborough Street, WC1, 7974 5633. Arts and Crafts, Affordable Adult Art Classes, Basket Weaving, Tuesday 1 to 3 p.m, £1.50, Ceramics, Friday 1 to 3 p.m, £2.50, Kingsgate Community Centre, 107 Kingsgate Road, NW6, contact Lara on 7328 9480. Art in the Park, Watercolour and Oil Painting, Life Drawing and Landscape Courses, Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterlow Park, N6, 83488716. Pottery Studio, Create Your Own Designs, Unit 65, The Catacombs, Stables Market, Camden Town, 7424 8983 or 07971 590 240. Children, Art Classes for 5 to 11 year olds at Kingsgate Community Centre, 7th of June to the 19th of July on Thursdays, 4 to 5:30 p.m. Booking required. 107 Kingsgate Road, NW6, 7916 9176. Art on Canvas, Art Classes, Saturdays 5 to 12s, Wednesdays 2 to 5s, London International Gallery of Children's Art, O2 Centre, 255 Finchley Road, NW3, 7435 0903. Ballet, Saturdays, Swiss Cottage Dance School, Swiss Cottage Community Centre, 19 Winchester Road, NW3, 7237 3574. Busy Kids, Art Classes and Workshops, Saturday Morning Shows, Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterlow Park, N6, 83488 8716. Drill Hall Dancers, Babies Play, Dance and Music Drop-In, 7307 5063. Helen O'Grady Drama Academy After School Dance Lessons, 8886 5244. Kids Crafts, Tuesdays 4 to 5:30 p.m. and Creative Clay, Friday 4 to 5:45 p.m. Kingsgate Community Centre, 107 Kingsgate Road, NW6, 7328 9480. Perry School of Dance, Dance Classes for 4+, Saturdays 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. St Paul's Church Hall, Camden Square, NW1, 07866 246 859. Playgroup, 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Highgate Newtown Family Centre, 25 Bertram Street, admission charge, wheelchair access. Rhyme time, term time, introduction to books and fun for families. Belsize Library, 7974 6518. Camden Town Library, 7974 1563. Chalk Farm Library, 7974 6526. Heath Library, 7974 6520. Highgate Library, 7974 5752. Holborn Library, 7974 6345 or 6. Kentish Town Library, 7974 6253. Queen's Crescent Library, 7974 6243. Kilburn Library, 7974 1965. Regent's Park Library, 7974 1530. St Pancras Library, 7974 5833. Swiss Cottage Central Library, 7974 6522. West Hampstead Library, 7974 6610. Rhyme Time with Dads. Fathers and Children, 0 to 4s, Rhymes, Songs and Storytelling. Swiss Cottage Central Library, 7974 6522. Check dates on 7974 6610. Swimming lessons, run by Swiss Cottage Swimming Club. Sessions at Mallinson Sports Centre, Highgate, 7482 2834. Walks and Talks. Active Health Team Walks, Hampstead Heath. Mondays 10 a.m, meet at Hampstead Heath Station, Southend Road, NW3. Regent's Park, Wednesdays 10 a.m, meet at Fitzrovia Medical Centre, Fitzrovia Square, W1. Also, Wednesday 2:30 p.m, meet Cafe Sport, the Regent's Park Tennis Centre, Yorkbridge, NW1. For details, telephone Camden Active Health Team on 7974 1542. Architectural Walks, led by guides from National Trust Property, 2 Willow Road. For further details, call 7435 6166 or visit nationaltrust.org.uk/Thames and Solent events. Calmer, easier, happier parenting. Exploring strategies for helping your child improve skills and achieve their potential. New Learning Centre, 211 Sumatra Road, NW6, 7794 0321. Casanova's Women, a talk by local author Judith Summers, Hampstead Museum Borough House, NW3, 7431 0144. City Highlights, various walks and talks, Museum of London, London Wall, EC2, 0870 44 43 850. Marylebone Birdwatching Society, Hampstead Heath Walks, 2-hour stroll every Tuesday. Meet 10 a.m. at Parliament Hill Cafe, 8340 4184. Soiree Francophone, French Club, Belsize Library, Antrim Road, NW3, 7974 6518. Environment. Adelaide Nature Reserve opens every Tuesday 9 to 4 p.m. for wildlife conservation and birdwatching. 7974 8818. Belsize Wood Nature Reserve opens every Wednesday 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7974 8818. Jenny Wood Nature Reserve, Westbier Copse, opens every Thursday 12 till 3 p.m. 7974 8818. Waterlow Park, open Tuesdays 12 till 3 p.m. for wildlife conservation and birdwatching. Park Centre, Dartmouth Park, Hill, N6, 7974 8817. Call 7974 8818 for full details at all nature reserves or go to camden.gov.uk/wildlife. Community 50 plus computer training project. Introductory free computer training for people aged 50 and above is offered by Age Concern Camden at venues throughout the borough. Call 7837 3777 for more information or to book a place. Archway Clinic of Herbal Medicine offers consultations with trainee and fully qualified medical herbalists. Training clinics, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. Consultations offered at a reduced rate. Private clinic, noon to 8 p.m. Thursdays, 7263 0808. Archwayherbal.co.uk. Bridge and Scrabble, 7431 0144. Camden Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual and Transgender Forum meets monthly to discuss issues affecting LGBT people who work, live or socialise in Camden. CamdenLGBTForum.org.uk. Camden Victim Support. Evening surgeries by appointment on the first and third Wednesday of the month. 52 Hampstead Road, NW1. 7388 9550. Children's Information Service, CIS, provides information on childcare options, training, employment and education provision in the borough for 0 to 14s. 7974 1679. Coaching skills for busy parents, not just managing family life, living and enjoying it. 8438 0438 for details. Free computer courses for those on benefits and pensions. Training link, 54 to 56 Phoenix Road, NW1, 7383 5405. Gay Older Men's Group, organised by Age Concern Camden. Last Tuesday of the month, 6 p.m. Henderson Court Resource Centre, 102 Fitzjohn's Avenue, entrance on Prince Arthur Road, NW3. Fraser Connell on 7794 7076, or email f.connell@ageconcerncamden.org.uk. Marchmont Centre activities: bridge, drama, tai chi, hoi, qigong, swimming, silver threads bingo and ordinary bingo, luncheon club. King's Cross Neighbourhood Association, Marchmont Street, WC1, 7278 5635. Milman Street Centre for over 60s, computer classes, bowling, dance, drama, yoga and photography, 7405 2493. Organic market stall, including fair trade produce, Friday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Calthorpe Project Community Garden, 258 to 274 Gray's Inn Road, WC1. Post-adoption centre, advice, support and information. Runs 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday and 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Thursdays. The post-adoption centre, advice at postadoptioncentre.org.uk. Regent's Park Tennis Association, pool, ladies' darts, ladies' club, men's afternoon club, bingo, social club, 7387 5987. Third Age Project, for older people, offering classes in pottery, Bengali music, keep fit, bingo and English country dancing, Crypt Centre, Munster Square, NW1, 7383 4922. Under 25s Advice Centre, service for 16 to 25s, Crowndale Centre, 218 Evershalt Street, NW1, 7974 4595. Open 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 to 4 p.m. Monday, Tuesday and Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. on Wednesdays. West Hampstead Women's Centre, drop-in, crisis and advocacy, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Rape Survivors Support Group, Tuesday, 1:30. Irish Women's Personal Development Group, Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Creative Writing Class, Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Counselling, Thursday 1 p.m. and Friday 2 p.m. SOLA, in brackets Survivors of Lesbian Partnership Abuse, Nurses Surgery, Wednesday 9:15 a.m. Asian Women's Projects, Wednesdays. Somali Women's Projects, Friday. Massage, Tuesday and Friday, 1 p.m. West Hampstead Women's Centre, 55 Hemstall Road, NW6, 7328 7389. Health and Fitness. Biodanza, Wednesday 7:15 to 9 p.m. Dance Studio, Fitness First, Coram Street, WC1, 07889 531 667. Drill Hall Yoga, Dynamic Yoga Practice, 07751 191 555. Classical Yoga, 8743 7746. Free Fitness Classes for Women, including Under 5's Creche, Wednesday 10 a.m. 172B Weedington Road, NW5, 07944 833 243. Hatha Yoga, Tuesday 7 to 8 p.m. Maiden Lane Community Centre, 7267 3230. Cateda Self-Defence, West Hampstead Community Centre, 07939 094 011 or 01908 833 25. Beginners stroke gentle Hatha Yoga, Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. Intermediates Thursday 7:10 to 8:10 p.m. Women and Health, 4 Carroll Street, NW1, 7267-3230 or 7482-2786. Jiu-Jitsu for Adults, Saturdays 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Our Ladies Hall, 4 Falklands Road, 7218-9176. Pilates classes, 7482-2786 or 07832-242-049. Taekwondo, tuition for adults and juniors. Taekwondo Excel, Queen's Crescent Community Centre, 45 Ashdown Crescent, Kentish Town, Tuesday 7 to 10 p.m, Thursday 6 to 9:30 p.m, wheelchair access. Yoga, tone, stretch and relax. Tuesdays 1:30 to 3 p.m, free class with free creche for under fives. Queen's Crescent Community Centre, Ashdown Crescent, NW5. 07971-920-033. Entries for the July issue of Your Camden need to be received 6 weeks prior to publication. yourcamden@camden.gov.uk. Competition. Bob the Builder Giveaway. Bob the Builder is the star of his first ever live interactive show at the Science Museum until September. Build It with Bob Live at the Science Museum is a science-based show where 3 to 5-year-olds will experience key elements of the science curriculum. The fun and engaging 45-minute show features Bob the Builder with Wendy and Spud in Sunflower Valley, interacting directly with children who will learn about structures, water flow, patterns, numbers, and the all-important 3 R's: reducing, reusing, and recycling. To win one of 3 sets of family tickets, just answer this question. Where does Bob live? A. Sunflower Valley. B. Moonrock Hill. C. Marswater Mound. Book on 0870-870-4868. Booking fee applies. Or visit sciencemuseum.org.uk for more details. Tickets cost £15, weekends stroke summer holidays. £12 at all other times, per child, including a parent stroke guardian. £7.50 weekends stroke summer holidays, £6 all other times, for a second child. No additional charge for a second adult. The show lasts approximately 45 minutes. That is the end of Track 7 and the end of the June issue of Your Camden.